What is up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Vision with Nathan Collins. This is a show where we talk about vision protection, vision casting, and vision pursuit. In this episode, we are going to talk about your brand's mission and why it's important and why do you need one. Let's do it. All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. For all of you that are listening, I just want to say a gigantic thank you. I am blown away by the feedback and the amount of listens and downloads that we have. Right now, per episode, we are averaging 437. Whenever we first kicked it off, it was like 500 and something. So over the course of the past six episodes, we have been able to maintain anywhere between a 400 and 500 average. So thank you so much. It really means a lot. This is awesome. I'm getting to talk to you guys about things that I'm passionate about and impact people. So, this podcast would not be able to be happening without podpro.app. All my fellow podcasters, if you are looking to systematically grow and plan your podcast, go use podpro.app right now. Get started for free. I use it for both the Diamond Studios podcast and my personal podcast. All right, let's talk about brand mission. What is a brand mission? Why do we need one? Why is it important? Well, I'm going to answer all of those questions today. Starting with, what is it? What the heck is a brand mission? So your brand mission or your mission statement really focuses in on your brand's purpose. When you create a mission statement, this is the thing that you are passionate about, the thing that you are driven to achieve. And the mission statement, it clearly states what your company or your brand does, how it does it, why it does it, where it does it, all of those things. It establishes all of it. Now, most of the time they're action-oriented, or action-focused. There is some form of action within your mission statement that kind of draws out where your vision is going. You know, it's almost like your own personal business map. It gives it direction. I'm really excited to get into why it's important. I'm trying to like keep myself from jumping too soon. Now, mission statements, they do change sometimes. I'll give you a few examples. Now, ours here, for those of you that don't know what I do on a day-to-day basis, it's not the podcast. This is not my full-time job. This is something I do out of literally just passion for helping people and watching people win, seeing people win. What I do, I own Diamond Studios in Toccoa, Georgia. We are a recording studio and a lesson studio, and we offer all kinds of things. Instrumentals, obviously recording services for musicians and artists and podcasters and audiobooks, literally everything. And then lessons, and we teach six different kinds of lessons, videography, photography, and we do all kinds of stuff. But our mission statement here at the studio is to flip the perspective of a whole community by achieving the impossible. So That's our mission, and if you watch us and if you know who we are, I probably bet some of you were just like, oh yeah, okay, they are doing that. We're a recording studio opened up in freaking Toccoa, Georgia, where no one thought this was remotely possible to have a successful recording studio in Toccoa, Georgia, much less start to cultivate an entire music scene and build an entertainment machine that Toccoa's never seen. And we are just getting started. Okay, so your brand mission, that's a kind of a roundabout thing of what it is. We're going to dive deeper into it in the coming weeks. So why do you need one? Why do you need one? Well, that's a solid question. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, it's a good question. Why do you need one? Well, do you like confusion? No. I don't think anyone likes confusion. Do you like misdirection? No. I don't think anyone likes misdirection. Do you like lack of guidance? No. I don't think anyone likes lack of guidance. All right, you get it. You get it. Your mission statement. Why do you need one? This is your guide. This is what shows you, your employees, your customers. It shows them your purpose, like your mission and your vision. And this is the driving force behind your entire brand's direction. And look, if you don't know where you are going and you are in charge of a brand or you are in charge of an organization and you do not have a mission statement or you do not have a mission or a vision, you are lost. But guess who else is lost? All of your employees, all of your customers, because no one knows where to go. No one knows what to do. So then what you get is a whole bunch of people starting to fulfill personal missions through your brand, through your organization. You do not want that. That's how you end up with confused branding. So when people look at you and you don't have a mission statement, they're going to be like, oh, you're the toilet paper company whenever really you make toothpicks. You see what I'm saying? Like, they will see someone else's vision or someone else's mission because you haven't clearly established it in your employees and in your customers because you don't have one yourself. The cars follow the engine, right? Like, that's what makes the train. And you have to be the engine. But to be the successful engine, you got to have a mission. You have to. If you don't, you're going to have a bunch of confused employees and a ton of confused customers because they're walking into a place that has 40 different missions because all of your employees are fulfilling their own mission within your brand. That's why it's important. And that's also why you need one. Okay? So is a really, really, really short podcast today. But those are the two main points that I wanted to hit on today, because next episode, we're going to be talking about your brand's vision, your brand identity, and the voice of your brand and how to communicate these things. These topics are extremely fun for me. I love them. I'm gonna stop talking because I'm about to start like the next episode right now. But I don't want to leak into it. Okay, here we go. I'm out of here. I'm gonna stop talking before I jump into the next episode already. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening. Hey, if you are enjoying the show, make sure you rate it, share it, and let me know what you think about it, because I'm having a lot of fun, and I hope you're learning some stuff. So let me know. Let me know. I'd love to hear what the listeners are thinking. All right. You guys are absolutely amazing, and I will see you next week. Peace out.